Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Got so many stories lined up. Many of them are short little stories as they wind down the legislative session in Lansing. Today, Thursday, December 4th, basically their last legislative day until next week. Then, looking so far at their work schedule, it appears they'll be there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, November 9th, 10th, and the 11th. The House Speaker, Matt Hall, has not put out a calendar to see if it's going to be extended to the following week. Same with Winnie Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader. Now, one story, one of many, I should say, is this Attorney General, Dana Nessel, working with other attorney generals from across the country. Well, this coalition that includes Michigan's Attorney General, Dana Nessel, secured a preliminary injunction blocking President Donald Trump's administration from enforcing an order that prevents health centers such as Planned Parenthood from receiving federal Medicaid reimbursements when it comes to abortion. U.S. District Judge Indira Tawani of the District of Massachusetts held in an order on Tuesday that the plaintiff states, including Michigan, have standing to bring a lawsuit and have demonstrated a substantial likelihood of success on their claim that the defunding provision fails to provide notice as required by the United States Constitution's spending clause. The judge wrote that the provision would result in irreparable harm to the states if allowed to stay in effect. Well, back in September, in a related but separate lawsuit, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit granted the Trump's administration's request to stay a different district court order preventing the defunding provision from taking effect. Well, this, of course, now probably will be appealed to the United States Supreme Court. Since this is a district judge in Massachusetts, very liberal judge, I'm sure, it's going to be interesting to see how this case moves forward. But the federal funding of Medicaid to the states, that money all comes from Washington, folks. And Trump is saying, his administration is saying, health centers such as Planned Parenthood should not be paid and should not be conducting abortions at a local health center. If there's going to be an abortion, Trump says they would prefer that it be done in a hospital. Complications arise, and these women need to be safe. So we'll continue this one on our list as well. Another bill. This is interesting. Senate Finance, Insurance, and Consumer Protection Committee wants to allow the state treasury to provide residents with notices of tax liability electronically, something the department is currently barred from doing. Well, yesterday afternoon, a committee heard testimony on Senate Bill 583, as well as Senate Bill 584, both of them sponsored, introduced by Democrats. 583, sponsored by the chair of that committee, Mary Cavanaugh of Redford Township. 584, Jeff Irwin, the Communist Democrat from Ann Arbor. Well, Kavanaugh explained that under a 1941 law, the Michigan Treasury must provide notices by either personal service or certified mail. An increasing inefficient, ineffective method of reaching taxpayers, especially if they can do it in another form, Kavanaugh said. These bills, this legislation, modernizes the Michigan Treasury's ability to reach Michigan taxpayers in ways they choose. So basically, they want to send you an email. Irwin described how his bill, Senate Bill 584, updates Michigan's Treasury's paperwork obligations to better align with retirement income reform that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, signed back in 2023. This process was phased out under former Governor Rick Snyder based on restrictions on how much non-tax money a public retiree could deduct from pension benefits. Well, Sean Sorensen, Treasury's legislative liaison, said these proposals would remove an outdated requirement on administrators of both taxes, pensions, and retirement systems to be able to verify that taxpayers have satisfied withholding tax requirements. There have been many changes to how retirement income is being taxed to make this provision basically unnecessary. We also raised the subtraction limits and lowered the age for subtraction, making this section no longer required for future tax years. Well, for example, under the 2023 reforms, single filers born between 1946 to 1952 could deduct no more than $20,000 in tax-exempt money from their pensions, $40 million for married filers. Well, beginning next year, 2026, public retirees born in 1967 and after can access completely untaxed deductions. Therefore, we need to be able to communicate with these taxpayers in a more modernized system. Last point of this story regards Senate Bill 583. again dealing with electronic notices. Their spokesperson Abbott said the department believes the business community may benefit from notices via email versus snail mail. He added also, personal service delivery is very expensive. Certified mail itself can cost up to $9 per notice. And then we're not always guaranteed that the taxpayer actually receives it. If we send an email electronically, we usually know immediately whether it's been delivered or not. He noted that people move all the time, but they keep their email addresses. This is a way for the Treasury to connect with the taxpayers, even when they don't always receive the change addresses. That doesn't always happen. One of the Republicans in the committee, Senator Lana Tice, said she believes email is significantly better, but she does have concerns that the Michigan Treasury notices could end up not being seen due to digital junk folders or spam. Physical mail has been sent back to the department previously. Well, the Senator Tice worries that if the Treasury sends something electronically, it now will be entirely up to the resident to figure out whether they received it or not. They may have to search their junk box, spam folders, to ensure that it is there or it's not there. And when you're talking about penalties associated with their lack of response to a filing, that is something to be very concerned about. I would like to have more safety features involved than just assuming they received it if we emailed it. Well, the spokesperson Abbott, in response, said if emails bounce back to the Treasury, he doesn't totally know how the department would handle that because we can't do this right now. This is something we'd have to develop a policy for internally, so that would be something we would have to discuss or address in the legislation. Well, first of all, this law goes back, folks, all the way to 1941. I mean, you remember December 7th, Pearl Harbor? A lot of things have changed since then. And I have to believe that when people file their taxes with the Michigan State Treasury in their state income tax, they have got to receive current information. Something that maybe they need to change the information request and get it part of the updates. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two today here this Thursday, December 4th. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV. They have a bunch of used RVs that they've reconditioned over there in Gaylord, and they want you to come and see them. One thing I like about Northern Michigan RV is you can tell them all about your vehicle. You can tell them that they can look up your vehicle with the VIN number and know exactly how your vehicle is built. The engine, the transmission, the rear end, all of it. Then they can match your vehicle directly to their inventory. Very, very, very cool. Now, there's a reason why you need to contact them and consider buying a used trailer or a new one before Christmas. Number one, they will allow you to buy a trailer and store it for you until spring. If you decide that you're not going to go to Florida or Texas or Alabama or whatever during the winter, you can store the unit there but lock in these lower prices. They can also negotiate with their lenders and have you not have any payments until February 14th, Valentine's Day, next year. They're also going to include three free propane fills for your new camper and provide a free weekend of camping. This is all part of their Black Friday RV sale. They're continuing this through Christmas. Now, the way this works is very simple. You give them a call, 989-448-8700, or better yet, go over to the store and meet with one of their sales team members. They're located at 277 Expressway Court, just west of I-75 off exit 282 in downtown Gaylord. Head west away from town and make a right at the Walgreens. Go north there at the light to Expressway Court and just follow it around. Actually, you can see their inventory from I-75, just north of exit 282. Their website, northernmichiganrv.com. Now, here's one other component to this free storage until spring. You might be able to make a purchase, bring the trailer, the camper home, pack it up with your stuff, your pillows, your sheets, your towels, your pots and pans, your plates, the things that you want to use, take it down south for a couple of weeks, a month, whatever you can afford, and then bring it back and store it there until spring. That might be a possibility. You'll have to go over and negotiate and make that part of the deal. Also, if you're a veteran, mention this at the end before you sign the deal. Mention the fact that you are a veteran and get $1,000 off your best price. So tell them Trucker Randy sent you, and you can get a great deal. They have a ton. Right now, it looks like over 20 used RVs that they took back in trade for new units. Well, they've reconditioned these. They've gone through them with a fine-tooth comb. They put in new mattresses, new carpet, whatever they needed. Mechanically checked them all out, new brakes if necessary. Greased up the axles. They're ready to go roll. Well, they got to get rid of these so they can make room for the 2026 models that are on their way. So again, give them a call, 989-448-8700. Tell the salesperson your vehicle that you plan to tow whatever with, and they'll match it up with their inventory. You can go over. They'll have the units ready, opened, probably at least plugged in where you might have some lights and or heat, and you can actually see these units and be able to purchase them with some great deals. Love Tony, and I love the team over there at Northern Michigan RV. They winterized our unit and absolutely love these guys. They are awesome. One last thing I'd like to mention for this segment. We've had a couple of people text us about the Black Friday sale with Missy, My Pure Health Solutions. Well, it ends tomorrow at 5 o'clock on Friday. Need a bug over in Onaway, from Onaway, I should say. I'm not really sure where she lives now. She had a phone conversation with Missy and save $500 off the program. She is going to start in January, and she's excited. So you can do the same thing. All you have to do is text me, Missy. I'll send you the flyer. I'll send you their phone number. You can give them a call, 269-964-4044. You got to do it before 5 p.m. tomorrow.